Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women of all ages. This is the greatest internet blog talk radio show that ever exists in the existence of human history. Coming live to you from the Mr. Nice Guy Studios in sunny Hollywood, California. Time to turn your dial to the station, make you smile. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio, this is the night shift. I'm your host, Guy Nice, once again. Good to be back, motherfuckers. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. We are sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. Also on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTees, T-E-E-S. Make sure you check that out. Enter your promo code, Guy Nice. Get your nice little discount. Big thing popping, little shit stopping. You already know. Shout out to everybody in Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. 516-418-5813. 516-418-5813. I want to just pick up where I left off last night, if you don't mind. If you didn't hear it, sir. Here we go. It makes sense. It all makes sense in a minute. And now the last 2 days, maybe the last 3 days, I hit y'all with a shitload of hashtags and hit y'all with a shitload of movements and a shitload of contests, challenges, all type of shit. Been an eventful week here, just doing our job. But when I left off last night, I left off with the hashtag Make America Hate Again. And I don't want to tell you, like, I don't want it to seem like I'm an advocate for hate, that I'm telling you to hate people. Of course I'm not. If you're listening to anything I'm saying consistently, then you know I ain't about that. I'm all about love. I'm all about sharing and spreading love. But I feel like the fact that one of the front runners for the presidential election, because one of the front runners of the presidential election is an open bigot, again, on many issues, even for discrimination, you know what I'm saying? Pro-discrimination, anti-immigration, Donald Trump for president, 2016. Because that's the case, and he's openly endorsed by racists and shit like that, right? His slogan is Make America Great Again. So we took that and we flipped it on, and we told it for what it really is. Like, the fact that he's so popular, it could only be for that reason, because this is what this man spreading, this is what he campaigning on. He campaigning on hate. He come out there, he say these anti-thing, anti-immigration, and that, you know, the things immigrants doing. He say we're going to make America great again, and somebody asked him how. And, like, his response was, like, you know how somebody switched the subject on your ass real fast? Like, he was like, yeah, everybody keep asking me how we make America great again. How we going to do it. It going to happen. Oh, look at Buddy over there. What's up, man? Yo, man. Brother, I'm telling you, for real. I've been looking into this shit now, man. Because I need to understand. That's, like I say, I ain't political dude, whatever, yada, yada, yada. We finna turn to a political show. So I don't know nothing. So I start digging this shit up looking, because I want to know what's going on now. And the biggest thing I'm having, what entertaining me the most about this, and the same thing that I'm having the most trouble with, is understanding how this even became possible. Like I said, this man campaigned on hate. Hate against immigrants. Hate against Muslims. Hate against everybody. Hate against women. You know what I'm saying? And then he get up there and tell you that he ain't say it. he had a Mexican lady. It was one Mexican lady that went up there, and she was like, oh, Donald Trump, da da da, boo boo boo, ski ski. And then he had two black ladies go up there, and we da da da, da Donald J. Trump, da da da, ski ski. Celebrities endorsing the candidates. I had somebody also today, man, you know what I'm saying, I made a post about anti-vote, no more vote, hashtag no more vote. That's the movement, ladies and gentlemen. You want to get in on it, get that shit going viral, Twitter, Instagram, motherfucking Facebook, whatever the fuck you got, Snapchat your Facebook, hashtag no more vote. That's somebody here today trying to get at me over that your vote don't count shit. Every vote counts. No, it doesn't, bro. No, it doesn't. And if you really want to prove that, then don't vote, fool. That's my challenge to you, because I don't believe it. You can't prove to me that every vote counts. That's still elect the president based upon the votes in the Electoral College, man. That's a fact. I done gave it to you here. No, we're not archaeologists, and we don't necessarily study the Constitution, but we do on the night shift. What the fuck you talking about, bro? I have difficulty understanding that hashtag no more vote. I do not support any candidates that are currently running for president. Bernie Sanders. I don't want to hear it, man. I want to hear all the great things y'all got to say about these people, man. Nah, I don't really believe it, bro. You know what I'm saying? It sounds good. I saw an interview with Bernie Sanders on the Bill Maher show, and I liked the things he was saying. I did. He was saying things that I liked and I agree with. College is, you know, free community college and healthcare, like real free healthcare for everybody. You know how many times I talked about the health, my experience with the healthcare system over the last 2 months doing this motherfucking show, bro? That's an issue that's very large with me, and nobody really coming to the table trying to solve these problems. I don't even really feel like Bernie Sanders trying to solve these problems. He talked that good, slick shit. That's the shit that they were saying failed, right, that healthcare shit. Correct. That healthcare shit failed in his state of Vermont. As the senator, he was a senator, yep. They were trying to pick at him for that. You know what I'm saying? And I don't necessarily know if you'd be able to do that for the country, but I know it is possible to be done, and that's the thing that I'm saying. How can anybody say that's not something that we want to do? You want to make the country great again. Let it really make it great, bro. You do that. You find some way where you could send people to college. You may can't send them to college. I'm not even saying send cat to college for the whole duration. I'm saying just get them there. Then you keep yourself here. You know what I'm saying? Give them a shot. If people don't abuse privileges. So, you know what I'm saying? The system that you put in place, you got to have nice monitoring on. Nice, you know, you got to have the right management, dog. You got to have the right drive in order to ensure its success. Are you going to do that? No. These motherfuckers ain't about that shit, man. Either they ain't about that shit, or there's something bigger going on. Yeah, now we conspiracy motherfuckers. Always, man. You got to think about it, man. All I'm trying to do is make you think, Shadi. I'm not trying to make you not vote. I just want to, I don't care if I make you mad. I don't care if I make you upset. I'm trying to make you think. I'm not trying to make you do any action, but think, bro. You make your own decision. But you with that fucking lump of coal 6 feet above your ass for something. Other than get stoned and riding VR roller coaster. Hashtag no more vote, man. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna really dig into this. And look at the candidates and come back and have a real intellectual discussion, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do this for real. I ain't finna sit here and play with this shit. We're going to do this for real. Right now, I just hear you with surface things to see, man. This is why I got into this. So you're going to see my growth as an analyst. You're going to see my growth as a reporter and a journalist moving forward. Because I'm about this shit now. We stepping up to the plate. That's my challenge to everybody. Either way, you really feel like your vote count, all right, then everybody, let's boycott voting, let's not vote and see what happens. They still let the president, you were wrong, I was right, checkmate. It's all good. I know. Pat me on my back. I don't even care about all that. I'm just saying, now what we do. And if it's in the system in place for that, then we're going to see. We're going to see what type of shit they come up with because this action done happen. Other than that, you know what you're going to do? You're going to go out there and you're going to punch the little hole in the card and shit, and then Donald Trump going to be your president. You know what I'm saying? No matter who you vote for, bro. There's a strong likelihood of that being a possibility. What happened to Jeb Bush, bro? Completely overlooked. Completely overlooked. Anybody else in the race, man. You looked at their numbers, they were sad. Anybody else in the race, Hillary in the front, and Donald Trump in the front. The Clinton campaign doing the same thing they always do, which is try to pander to the minorities, like, we fuck with y'all, man, we fuck with y'all. Nah, you don't fuck with us, man. You don't know what's up. You don't fuck with middle class, lower class people. No, you don't know what's up, man. You don't have our issues in mind. You don't care. This ain't your problem. You try to get in the White House, you do the same thing everybody else do, you know what I'm saying? Look out for the cat with the big money, big business running this country, man, you know what I'm saying? So your vote don't count, your dollars do. Plan B, motherfucker, I always come with a plan B, but it's all good, though, you know what I mean? Let's get there, get on the plane first, you know what I mean? Last time we took the bus, this time we in the G4, now me, yeah, we still a little old school, ain't got money to buy no new plane now, come on. But we got John Travolta in the pilot, though, shit. Can't get John Travolta on JetBlue, motherfucker. Shit, even Obama ain't got John Travolta. You know what I mean? Tell me. Saying that shit from Greece, John. Drive that plane. Be my cognac. Shit. Hashtag no more vote, man. Get on the movement. Fucking UFC fight tomorrow. Conor McGregor versus Nick Diaz. Originally scheduled with another cat. I forget his name, the Hispanic dude. He got three names. Shout out to the three names. You know what I'm saying? John Will Boo. Shout out to John Will Boo. Henry Howard Taft. Shout out to Henry Howard Taft. I don't know, man. Buddy broke his foot, you know what I'm saying? Can't fight. I think we're going to watch him anyway. But now we got Nick Diaz stepping on. And I like Nick Diaz, man. I like the Diaz brothers, man. I like the Diaz brothers. But I don't think Nick going to pull this one out. I don't think they got it no more, man. I don't think neither one of them got it no more, dog. They had a little time. And they tough boy, man. But I don't think he finna take this one out. You know what I'm saying? I think he just trying to keep his revenue coming in. You know what I'm saying? Keep my job and shit. Keep on fighting. So the Mr. Night Guy booking office is officially open. 516-418-5813. Where I take your bets on UFC 196. 516-418-5813. Taking place Saturday night. Friday night. Saturday night. Yeah. So it ain't tomorrow. It's Saturday. It's all good. We won't be here, but shit, you know, we got that payout rocking, you know what I'm saying? We got no Vegas odds over here, though. You hit that line, we give you time of day. Taking that action, you know what I'm saying? Juice is running. I saw another story about the Dallas school system, right? I usually click on something if you're talking about school, you know what I mean? Cause I don't want to say in touch, but you know what I'm saying? I try to stay abreast of what's taking place with the public school system. It's taking place all over the country, you know what I mean? Nationally. So I saw this story about the Dallas elementary school. And when I first started reading it, I didn't pick up that it was an elementary school. I kind of skimmed over that part. And, you know, just subject matter what I was reading, I just felt like, you know, what middle school, high school? No, it's elementary school. So there was a principal in a Dallas elementary school that issued a letter. He wrote a letter himself and sent it out. to all the parents and the students. And in the letter, he said that any student who it is like relationship shit, you know what I'm saying? So any student who talks about relationship at school, going steady or dating other students, discussions of others dating, spreading rumors or messages of who likes who, showing public displays of affection, any other romantic gesture that distracts from learning in the class. Any of these things will get your child detention. So, at first, I'm kind of like, okay, you know what I'm saying? They going an extra mile these days, you know what I mean? But it's elementary school, so yeah, I don't really know if that, like, that definitely shouldn't be the focus. Hey, you have your social interaction, but that shouldn't be the focus here. What should be the focus here is getting this learning. Myself, personally, I'm an advocate. That's what I would like to happen with my daughters, at least for a while. Homeschool. You're in control, full control of the learning environment. And also, you know what I'm saying, I feel like you had an opportunity to do these things in a relative way with your children. You could tailor their curriculum. Like, they tell you what they got to know and give you shit that you're supposed to teach them. What we working on this week, North America, and we working on Outback, and we working on these animals, and we working on these words and these shapes and these letters. But you could do it in a way that still makes it fun and interactive and engaging for your children / student. I feel like that's one of the greatest advantages of homeschooling. Also being able to control the learning environment, make sure that things ain't happening that aren't supposed to be happening. Because there's a lot of crazy things that happen in the school system and in public schools. The regulation ain't there. Like I was saying with the back to the voting, the regulation ain't there. It's supposed to be, but it's not. I saw a video last night of a fucking police officer in a Baltimore school slapping. They said they didn't know if he was a student or not, but he was at the school, and the person who sent in the video said that in fact the child in the video was a, and it was two cops, the lady and the dude, and the boy up against the wall, and the kid filming it with his selfie camera over his shoulder, you know what I'm saying? And the cop smack him twice. He like, you know, get the fuck out of here, go home, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Boom, smacked him up, kicked him once. Like, you know what I'm saying, kicked him in the leg as he was walking away and shit. Abuse of power, police brutality. At the school, man. Parent like, yeah, I would have been upset and I would have wrote a letter and I would have been, man, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Like the same day, bruh. And now my man, I don't know if he's still working at school, but he's working somewhere else. He ain't need suspended. He ain't get fired. None of that. Why is the workplace so relaxed? Why is it, as a police officer, like, in any job, if you slap somebody up, you should get fired? Period, bruh. Any job. Unless you a fucking UFC fighter. Shout out to Conor McGregor. Slap that motherfucker up. Slap what Nick Diaz, I bet you won't. You know what I'm saying? Slap him twice for me. God, nice. Two times. Shit. Any job you got, man. Smack somebody up, you should be fired. Especially if you're a police officer. Doubly, especially if you're a police officer in school, bro. You smacking up students. That's what we do now. I don't care how frustrated you are. I don't care what a troublemaker this child is. Now, on the other hand, I'm in favor of community raising the kid, but, you know, things ain't how they supposed to be. So that put me in a position where I'm conflicted. I'm conflicted. Shout out to Kanye. Conflicted. Because I don't necessarily feel like I'm the only person who should discipline my kid. I feel like, man, as my partner, as my brother, You see, my kid or son ain't supposed to be doing it. Nah, stop that. Don't let them think in their mind for 1 minute they can get away with it because, right, they know you standing there. They know who around. Kids ain't dumb. You know what I'm saying? Kids ain't dumb, man. They know who around. They know what's up. All right, I'm getting away with it. In a room full of people, I'm getting away with it. Bet. I can do this. I know I can do it now. It's just like you, motherfucker. You got the same mind. You get away with some, chances are you're going to do it again, man. Why? Because you know you can get away with it. Kids ain't dumb, man. So if you and this, you a member of this family, and you see a child doing something wrong, I encourage you to stop them. Maybe not discipline them, because I ain't telling you to discipline everybody's kids. That's something that's frowned upon in the world today, very much so. Like, I feel like these days you say something to somebody's kid, they're going to, like, I'm going to have to punch. It's going to be a lot of daddies get punched in the face. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to every one of y'all who were dead. But if you got boys, man, you might get punched in the face, dog. For real. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you raising men, because don't be on no bullshit. God night might punch you in the face. Cause that's just how it is, bro. Like, kid acting like, my partner, shout out to Von Hemi, you know what I'm saying? Wu Kang, on the line, my man. He told me a story one day. He was looking out the window, cause it was a brand new car. Motherfucker bought a brand new car in the parking lot, dog. Little kids out there. Kid just walked up, bro, smashed the window, blow. Rock or something, smashed the window, blow. Just chilling, man. People standing outside, seeing them and everything, bro. Nothing. Man, you crazy. Where your daddy? Anything, you know, we can talk about. I'm punching you in the face off the rip. Your kid smashed my window, dog. Yeah, I punched him in the face. You right. His kid smashed my window. I think we even. We can go to court. I'm going to tell him the same thing. I feel like we even. I ain't going to ask him to pay for the window or nothing. But don't tell him I have no orthodontist for me to, you know what I'm saying, be paying for the to reinstall them four teeth in your mouth, man. No. I'm not paying for no veneers. I ain't paying for none of that. No. It's going to be about the same. Don't worry about it. They can fix it or just get you a pull out to get some gold or something. But just walk around with the flap hanging. Whatever, cuz. Whatever make you happy. But it's in the book, bruh. On one page, if your kid busts my window on the next page, I punch you in the face. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is, bruh. Gonna be a lot of dad getting punched in the face. But in these days, things ain't like that, man. So I'm not advocating discipline other people's kids. And you damn sure can't be no cops smacking up people in the mud. But I feel like this shit. Okay, so a lady got outraged, the principal writing the letter and saying that he ain't finna be about none of that relationship shit in the elementary school. And the parent got upset and felt like this is a time that you need to be explaining to them about these feelings and blah, 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 yeah, whatever, whatever. No, that ain't what this is. You know what I'm saying? That ain't what this is. This is the time right now where you let them know this place right here is a place for learning. Now, let me tell you this. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown man. I work in the restaurant business. You know what I'm saying? Now, I worked in several restaurants, and majority of the restaurants I don't work in, it's like working in a high school cafeteria. I'm the cafeteria person, and then I'm working with all these fucking kids. Even the people I'm working with is kids. You know what I'm saying? On a line cook's working, trying to chef it up, bro. Fucking kids. And I'm all about people getting their paper, man. Opportunities everywhere, man. But job, whatever it is that you're doing, it's not an opportunity for you to go. It's not another social opportunity. Of course, we make it into one because we work with other people and you're trying to fuck all the big booties. And you know what I'm saying? You just can't help it. And everybody want to raise and you want to be the man and, you know, whatever. But that ain't what this is. Don't get it fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because I come here to get their money. I'm trying to bust this hustle. And you in here on this bullshit fucking up what I'm doing. Because people feel you have been encouraged to be this way in these social situations. Like, that's when I was talking about when America was different. When I was talking about how people had a character about themselves where they were ladies and gentlemen, conducted themselves with a certain amount of respect or integrity. You could call it whatever you want to call it. People dressed better you know, differently, but I feel like better. You know what I'm saying? Conversations was different. People interactions was different. I feel like it was a lot more respectful. Then you got motherfuckers to talk about, but the women wasn't this, and then this, and this. Right, man, ain't never been a perfect world, dog. We could do that all day, back and forth, right? Ain't never been a perfect world. But the interaction that took place then, the way most people interacted with each other, because you still had the hate then. Now, I like to know, in your opinion, is the hate greater now? But maybe you don't know because it's low-key. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you say the hate ain't great? Shout out to the other guy in the building with me. How can you say the hate ain't greater now when Donald Trump is a real deal candidate for president, bro? How can you say the hate ain't greater now? Other guy says more avenues to express it. Express the hate. Yeah, so you see it everywhere. You see, like when they said that the girl from the Hunger Games movie was going to be a black girl, was going to be played by a black actress, people were saying all type of negative, crazy, derogatory thing, bro. This is a children's story. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, wrong people done read the books and stuff, but this shit was made with, you know, teenage kids. Older teenage kids, right? Shit was made for high school students type of shit. And people was, you know what I'm saying? It's just the things that I hear, that I see people type, and the thing that, bro, I feel like the hate is greater now, man. You know what I'm saying? Even now, you got a lot of slick hate, you know what I'm saying? Like people are making it to a joke, but it's still hate, you know what I'm saying? Not hate in the sense of you being a hater. You know what I mean? Like hate, pure hate for a person or for their group or for what they represent or for their ideas or their thoughts. But at the same time, you tell me that we're very tolerant here and we're so forward and we're advanced. You know what I mean? How advanced can we be, man? Just because in legislation you say this is okay, gay marriage is okay, that doesn't stop the fact, you know, stop the people that hate gay people or that hate this institution, whatever the fuck. That doesn't stop them from hating. That doesn't mean it don't exist no more. I feel like that's a lot of people's point with racism. Just because you pass legislation don't mean this thing don't exist no more. I would agree with that. There's a lot of things here that exist that we just try to push to the back of the room. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to discuss them ugly truths. We don't want to have to sit down with each other and start pulling out skeletons from the closet, especially in front of other people. You got to be more careful and aware of what you're doing out here, man. It's very concerning to me as a person of this world who is living in this time that potentially Donald Trump could be the president. With all the negative things people done said about Barack Obama and the big fucking deals that they've made about this man being the president on both sides. All derogatory questioning about his, you know, authenticity and citizenship and qualifications and all that shit. And all the praise and all that. Like if y'all fuck with Obama that tough, the same people who elected Barack Obama need to be voting the other way. You know what I'm saying? I need to be not voting, shouty. For real. Rock with your boy, man. Anyway, man, this has been another edition of the Night Shift. I'm your host, Dad Nice. Hashtag no more vote. You know what I'm saying? Hashtag make America hate again. Once again, now that we encourage you to hate, we just let you know that that's one of the reasons why Donald Trump is a front runner in the presidential election, man, because people enjoy that hate. They enjoy seeing it. They enjoy hearing about it. That they feel it, too. Don't be them, man. Spread that love. We'll see you again Monday. Damn, it's the last day of the week. Damn. All right, guys. We'll see you again Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you then on the other side. Gonna be some sweet love coming down.